the weekend, we found out, well, we confirmed what we already knew. It's, hey, man, that's what I hear. I don't know if it's November or not. That's Mike Church. I'm just kind of, it's going to be later on this year. How about that? I'm just relaying what I hear. But, so this little ditty was dropped off yesterday. Oh, actually, no, it was dropped off over the weekend where Fauci does one of his many different appearances on TV. Because the guy's never, he is a politician because he's never met a microphone he didn't love. So he's asked some questions on the unknown virus, the unspecified virus of unknown origin. And here was the smoker malicious midget in chief's response to it.
But no, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability exactly what happened. Certainly, the people who've investigated say it likely was the emergence from an animal reservoir that then infected individuals, but it could have been something else. And we need to find that out. So, you know, that's the reason why I said I'm perfectly in favor of any investigation that looks into the origin of the virus.
Yeah. Well, a year ago. Oh, he's just doing it because he's undercover. He's under safety now. The Donald's not around to absolutely make him. The Donald's not on Twitter. The Donald's not in power. He can't make him suffer for that. Because remember, there used to be this CNN article that said Dr. Fauci crushes Donald Trump's explanation of the origins of the Wuhan COVID virus. Or no, I'm sorry, you couldn't say Wuhan, this the COVID-19's origins. And everybody's like, how's that looking now? Yeah, it's not looking too great, is it? Because absolutely showing that we were right all along. That the Chinese virus was from China. And we still to this day can't say China virus because we played it twice in one segment. They were like, it's racist if you say it's from China. Oh, the pain and the, what a world. And then they're like, oh, wait, watch out for the India variant and the Chile variant and the Papanese variant and the Mango variant and all these other, everything else is a variant. That's the X-Men virus. It's the Professor X variant and the Peter Parker variant. And all these other variants. But if you say China, oh, you racist. That's because the Chinese are playing Fauci with his puppet strings. Now you say, it's okay if you say from China now. Because nobody cares. Joe Biden, what he gonna do? He asleep in the truck. Haha, can't even drive the truck. So this article from Adrina Wildberg. I'm sorry, I'm having a... No, we're not playing China Disco. We're going to blow it out. And I played it twice in the first segment. Adria Winberg, from the beginning of COVID's outbreak there out in the Wuhan, there's been a steady drumbeat of information saying that the CCP created COVID in a lab and accidentally or on purpose released it onto the world. The World Health Organization, Democrats, Deep State, and the tech tyrants managed to suppress that information in 2020, but it roared back this year. Tucker Carlson puts the pieces together in his opening monologue. And with the help of ex-scientists from from the country of China, lets people know that even if China didn't deliberately release the virus, it turned into a weapon of biological warfare by withholding information about it. The video does not include Tucker's most recent interview with Dr. Yang. She again makes it clear that it was created in a lab. She then says something ominous, that the virus, because it's been weaponized, almost certainly has dangerous effects on humans that go beyond the obvious phase of sickness, which we talked about. And this is an article back from 2021, which it is 2021. I'm sorry, May 22nd, 2021. Like I said, it's Monday for me too, guys. So again, if China, and you know what? I'll play it at the end. If China deliberately released COVID, then it's a clear act of biological warfare. The only problem with her thinking, Andrea's thinking here, is that the Democrats absolutely played along with this. We all called this last year. We all called this last year that this was being done to kneecap Trump. This was done to kneecap Trump. And so when, actually, this reversal of course was on May 11th from Fauci. It just started making the rounds this weekend. It's the first I saw of it. On May 11th, saying he was not convinced the Chinese coronavirus developed naturally and its origins merit investigation. And you just heard the clip. But yet, last year, everybody said, you can't say that. No, you can't do that because we don't know if it came from China. We don't. It's so mean and it's racist and stop Asian hate and all this other stuff that they kept throwing out at us when we're going, well, it did come from China. It did come from China. Because it started in the Wuhan. Even if you gave them. Even if you said, okay, it's naturally created, you still call it the Chinese virus because it comes from China. Now, if they deliberately release this, which, let's be real, all of us can easily look at each other here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, even though we're not looking because we're on radio, we can talk to each other and say, yeah, they obviously released this. I don't know how you accidentally release this virus. I left the window open and the COVID got out. And the crazy thing is it didn't even need to be that bad. It was just the propaganda too. They don't talk about the propaganda that came out of China. China. The ones that came out of China. Because they took a virus with a 99.9% survival rate. And they released it into a heavily populated area, the Wuhan. Wuhan is a densely populated city. So no matter what it is, if you release a virus into a densely populated city and you track it, the numbers are going to be bad. That's stuff even somebody like me can get. And then secondly, they send the virus to an area in Europe that has a bad healthcare system. And that has a bunch of old people who are walking comorbidities. Oh, you just talked about Italy, didn't you? Because the section of Italy that they put their, that they landed the Wuhan in, which, by the way, was an area where a lot of fashion is made because the Italians don't make their own clothes anymore. So they import Chinese to do it. And all the Italians, they're old, they're out of shape, and they smoke like 9 packs of cigarettes before lunch. So, of course, everything looked bad there. And then they put it on cruise liners, which is a confined space. All of these things work to make it look bad. All of them made to make it to all of these were designed perfectly choreographed to make the Covon. That's maybe I will call that COVID in Wuhan, the Wuhan COVID virus worse than it is. So you and people are like, oh, well, they failed to stop the quarantine and they failed to give the world information. Yeah, it's because the Chinese wanted to do this. We saw this at the end of 2020.